Hi, today is March 27, 2017. This is Mobile View's mini podcast number 29. I'm Todd Agassawara, and there's nobody else here. We didn't record a Mobile View's podcast this weekend because John Westfall was not available. And the next full podcast will be number 200. So we're going to have, I didn't want to do it with John missing. So we're going to rejoin up coming weekend, and have Frank McPherson here with us to record podcast number 200. It's been a while since I recorded a mini podcast all by myself. In fact, the last one was April 3rd, 2016, recorded far away in Edinburgh, Scotland, where I decided to test the iPhone 6 Plus microphone while standing outside of an Apple store and using their Wi-Fi. Thanks, Apple. So if you want to go back and hear that, you can find that somewhere in the archives. In the meantime, a couple of things. iOS 10.3 was released today for the iPhone and iPad, at least those that it supports. It includes a couple of new features, including Find My AirPod that's built into Find My iPhone app. So if you have AirPods and you're losing them, I guess this is a way to find it. I also noticed that Keynote numbers and pages for iOS updated. Keynote has an interesting new feature. It can now post interactive presentations on Medium, WordPress, and other content managed websites. Haven't tested it out, but I'll take a look at it. A couple of news items, or maybe just two more. One, I noticed the Department of Transportation has a new thing called a National Noise Map that includes all 50 states, from what I can tell. And I'll post links to the NPR story about it that I heard about it on, and the actual website on dot.gov. And finally, Samsung Chromebook Plus Adventure continues. It is my preferred notebook, computer, whatever you want to call it, at home. Hardly ever boot up the Mac or PC. In fact, I just booted up the PC to record this mini podcast. So really enjoying using the Samsung Chromebook Plus, and in fact, one of the things I really enjoy about it is it seems like, to me, that Chrome runs a lot better on it than Windows or the Mac. And I'm running an i7 PC, so it's not a slow PC. Also notice that YouTube doesn't stutter as much on this exact same Wi-Fi network. Not quite sure what the deal with that is. And basically, it's a real fun device to play with. It's lightweight, it's always on. Don't have to boot up. Generally speaking, I don't see a lot of updates for it, at least not ones that have slowed me down. I suppose I'll see that sooner or later, though. But really enjoying the Chromebook use. I'm glad I waited until it supported Android apps, even though I don't really have any Android apps on it, because that's what makes it really interesting to me. Anyway, that's the end of Mobile View's mini podcast number 29, and I'll rejoin up with John Westfall and with Frank McPherson this weekend, and we'll record Mobile View's podcast number 200. I'll talk to you next time.